And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that is seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and dangerous hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew some bipartisan criticism in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The shameful equivalence implied between Hamas and the leadership of Israel, I think that only complicates the prospects for getting such an agreement. We'll continue to forge ahead to do that, but that decision, as you said, on so many levels, is totally wrongheaded.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine.
A prosecutor making a recommendation, I think, is not worth the attention this is getting.
Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And protesters interrupted Secretary of State Blinken as he began offering testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday.
Pursuing Russia was 6 years old, an Israeli killer. His brother was 6 years old. Blinken, you will be remembered as the butcher of Gaza. You will be remembered for murdering.
I was saying, the People's Republic of China.
Blinken reiterated the support of President Joe Biden's administration for Israel, but he also insisted it was focused on easing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's seizure and shutdown of an Associated Press video camera that provided a live glimpse into Gaza alarmed more journalists, I should say, who worried Tuesday about wider implications for coverage of a war largely fought out on the world's site to begin with. By early Wednesday, the AP's live video of Gaza was back up after Israel returned the equipment. Thousands of mourners descended on the Iranian city of Tabriz Tuesday to mourn President Ibrahim Raisi after he was killed in a helicopter crash near the Azerbaijan border Sunday, along with his foreign minister and seven others. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony with details.
State TV broadcast images showing many dressed in black, crowding a truck covered in white flowers, which carried caskets wrapped in Iran's national flag. Despite the turnout, some insiders see a stark contrast in public grief compared to past commemorations for the deaths of other senior figures in the Islamic Republic's 45-year history. Iran proclaimed 5 days of mourning for Raisi, but there was little of the emotional rhetoric that accompanied the death of Qasem Soleimani, a senior commander of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards, killed by a U.S. missile in 2020 in Iraq. His funeral drew huge crowds of mourners, weeping with sorrow and rage.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from court on the jury that will decide former President Donald Trump's fate after closing arguments in the hush money trial. They are expected on Tuesday.
The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial is made up of 18 Manhattan residents. The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have been in court listening to the testimony but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. The jury represents a diverse cross-section of Manhattanites and come from various professional backgrounds, including a sales professional, a software engineer, a security engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, an investment banker, and a retired wealth manager. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Congo's army spokesman has released the name of a third American involved in a foiled coup in Kinshasa. Brigadier General Sylvain Kingi told the Associated Press that the third American was Taylor Thompson. It was not immediately clear whether Thompson was among those arrested or killed Sunday morning following the attack on the palace and another on the residence of a close ally of President Felix Tshisekedi. The leader of the plot, Christina Malanga, was killed in a shootout.